USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally, the first woman to fly in combat for the U.S. Air Force, gave her own emotional account during a subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military.
The perpetrators abused their position of power in profound ways. And in one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally retired from the Air Force in 2010 with the rank of colonel.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. And I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
McSally says she's going public now, hoping it will lead to reforms. Stocks closed lower, with the Dow down 133 points and the NASDAQ dropped 70 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
R. Kelly is back in jail for not having all of the $161,000 he owes in back child support. The singer was charged last month with sexually abusing four people, including three underage girls. He spoke to CBS This Morning's Gail King.
How stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say you were holding...
That's stupid, guys!
I didn't...
Is this camera on me?
Yes,
it's on. That's stupid!
Kelly says all the women are lying. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen handed over documents to a House panel allegedly showing how a Trump lawyer edited his false 2017 testimony. He later told reporters after the hearing before the House Intelligence Committee that it went well.
I believe that all of the members were satisfied with the statements and the responses that I gave to them. I told them that any additional information that they would want, they should feel comfortable to reach out to my counsel, and I would continue to cooperate.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump is responding to reports that North Korea is rebuilding a rocket base. The base had supposedly been dismantled after his first summit with Kim Jong-un. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
He says if the reports end up being true,
I would be very, very disappointed in Chairman Kim.
Speaking at the White House about it on Wednesday after satellite images reveal apparent efforts to rebuild a rocket test site in North Korea. This comes just a week after the president and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held a second round of talks on denuclearization.
I don't think I will be, but we'll see what happens. We'll take a look.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After a House resolution was not voted on, one congressman is speaking out. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
House Democrats say they will not vote on an anti-Semitism resolution Wednesday, as they're still refining the language of the measure. This all stems from comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who said that pro-Israel groups are using political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana on the bill.
Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but if you want to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee and objectively look at and help set the foreign policy of the United States of America, you shouldn't have anti-Semitic beliefs.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.